Poetizing Life, July 4th, by Heather E. L. Adams Farrar. Freedom, American freedom, framed and established, separated from the tentacle reaches of a tyrannical nation, was invented through those willing to risk, through sacrifice, life and limb for this solitary independent established willing to be governed upon by its own. There was apprehension and much trepidation leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence, a risk well taken. Yet, today, undeniably still a struggle to meld into that once conceivable ideal. This nation, it suffers pains. Decay abounds from those conceptual ideals penned by our forefathers. Pains felt even before the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Abigail Adams gave consideration, I bet somewhat abstractly, in a prolific letter to her husband John Adams with her doubts on independence. Will not many men have many minds? And shall we not run into dissensions among ourselves? I am more convinced that man is a dangerous creature, and that power, whether vested in many or a few, is ever grasping, and, like the grave, cries, "Give, give!" The great fish swallow the small, and he who is most strenuous for the rights of the people when vested with power is as eager after the prerogative of government. She then succumbs within and resolutely states, "I feel anxious for the fate of our monarchy or democracy or whatever is to take place, whatever occurs. May justice and righteousness be the stability of our times, and order rise out of confusion. Great difficulties may be surmounted by patience and perseverance." On July 1, 1776, John Dickinson of Pennsylvania, during the Second Continental Congress, gave his last protest against the Declaration, at some length ending with this: "When the counterpoise of monarchy shall no longer exist, the democratic power may carry all before it and involve the whole state in confusion and ruin, then seize the reins of power and annihilate liberty forever. For such is the ordinary career of ill-balanced democracies. They fall into anarchy and thence under despotism." In the debate on independence, July 1, 1776, a resolve by John Dickinson was referenced to and penned by Thomas Jefferson. "Members of a different sentiment attending that morning from Pennsylvania also, her voice was changed, so that the whole 12 colonies were authorized to vote at all gave their voices for it." Declaration of Independence. On July 2, 1776, a resolution was passed which stated this: "That these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved." On July 4th, the Declaration of Independence was read aloud in the city of Pennsylvania, at a place later named Independence Square. Legislatures of each colony received a copy, and it was published countrywide. It was not until August 2nd of 1776, a copy engrossed on parchment bared all names witnessed. I refer back once more to the wise words of Abigail Adams in the same letter to John: "I soon get lost in the labyrinth of complexities." We have gotten lost in the labyrinth of complexities in this nation. Those statements given here assume a prophetic witness over our history. I celebrate this nation's independence. I celebrate the parchment signed by those men who took risk to divide this soil from a tyrannical nation gripping over them. But I also heed the concerns stated before its signing, and to the future of where we go from here. There remains no new frontier to inhabit. We are the frontier. I,